From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Nigel, we have to confess to something, don't we? It was to do with last week's episode. Please, can you make the confession and the apology?
The confession is that last week's episode was 14 minutes. And this is from the people who told you that anything over about 6 minutes was incredibly boring and that we would never do that. And we were the antidote to long, boring podcasts. So hands up, apologies. We kind of lost track of ourselves. And it won't happen again. Will it, Martin?
It certainly won't. It won't be happening this week. So let's see if we can stick to that. So this week's topic is something that I'm getting excited about. And it's UX first, user experience first, not content first. That is how I see learning technology and the approach that we should be taking to learning technology. And what I mean by that is not looking at what content you want to put in front of people and then finding a technology that will do it in a contemporary way, be it VR, AR, mobile. It's actually looking at what is needed. What does someone need to do first? And then designing for that. And I'll give you an example. Maybe it's Spotify, maybe it's Netflix, maybe it's a service that has just been built, a digital service that's been built to deliver one thing for someone, which is I just want to be able to access music, make my own playlists, share it. You know, there's some functionality in there, but essentially it's helping me do something and it's really easy to use. And I think that's the approach that we need to start seeing in learning technologies. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I would take a slightly different angle. And my angle is that if you can imagine learning like a queue in a cafeteria where you get, you know, one dollop of mashed potato or two dollops of mashed potato, a dollop of bits of meat or something indescribably awful, and you end up with your plate, which you then eat. I think that's a model that has worked okay for some companies where they've just kind of thrown content at you on the plate and you can select. You don't have to eat it all, but basically it's their shape, their structure, their taste. The new model is completely different. It's starting from the learner and it's trying to build, if you like, a learning ecology or a learning ecosystem into which relevant content fits. So ecosystem first, focus on people first, focus on need first, structure everything around that. And in some ways, the content, it comes last. It's a reflection of the bits that are necessary when the ecosystem can't sort itself out. And I think in some instances, people working together, experts talking to people less expert, can actually get you quite a long way down the track. So we don't start designing content. Content emerges out of that ecosystem and out of need. And by its nature, it's raw. By its nature, it's unfinished. By its nature, it's asking for co-creation. That's, I think, where we're going at the moment.
What you've just described is quite a big mind shift for traditional learning in organizations. I think because it's all been about content creation and pushing it out and giving people what they need, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's e-learning. It's like, well, this is what we do. And, you know, we have a way of doing an analysis that tells us that that's what's required and we push it out. The thing we're talking about here is about really getting deep down into what do people need to do. It's what do they need to do, which is not what do they need to look at. It's what is it that they need to do in their job. And that's what you design for. And that's where the technology can provide you with what you need. And I completely agree with you. It's not going to be content first. It's not even clear what that technology might be at that stage. But the problem is you end up designing technology with lots of functionality that just isn't required because it isn't really focused on what someone actually needs to do. It's not what they would like. It's what they need to do to be able to do their job better.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be the focus.
And we're going to finish, as we promised we'd finish, just to discriminate a little bit about that, on those points. What it is technology that begins to learn about you, and you begin to learn within that ecosystem so that it's not too much, it's just right. It's not what you don't need, it's just for you. And it's not whenever we can get it to you, it's just in time. So it's just right, just enough, just in time. That's the way it's going to go going forward.
It's a very interesting idea. It's not happening for people though, is it? But actually the technology can make that happen. So, and I think that the way we buy technology and the way we specify what is required has to change in order to realize the potential of what you've just said.
That's a whole new other conversation, which we will have at another time. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Nigel. From scratch.